Arizona has 13 federal judges, well, at least 13 judgeships, but only 7 are currently filled, and that's left the working jurists with nearly unmanageable caseloads and a federal judicial system that has become severely backed up in the past few years. But relief may be on the way. After not acting to let 6 judges nominated by the Obama administration move forward to up or down votes, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake has submitted his largely symbolic blue slip. Now the nominees can be considered by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Paul Charlton, former U.S. Attorney for Arizona, describes the impact of the judicial shortage.
We have 6 vacancies in Arizona where there are supposed to be 13 judges. So if you think about your day-to-day life and going to work tomorrow and finding that almost 50% of the people who are supposed to help you in your job are no longer there, then you can begin to understand what our judicial system is facing here in Arizona. The workload has dramatically increased. These judges are working under what the chief judge a little over a year ago declared as emergency situations. So it is very difficult, and it's slowed the criminal and civil process down considerably.
And at its core, what does that mean? Does that mean people are denied a speedy trial? Does it mean that judges are not able to do their job as well because, frankly, they're overloaded?
We know the old maxim, and it is a truism, that justice delayed is justice denied. Criminal trials are taking longer to take place. Civil trials are delayed even more because criminal trials have to go first. These judges are working as hard as they can. The good news here is that this recent slate of 6 individuals who have been nominated by President Obama, who are outstanding candidates and who now have the support of our senators, will be, if you will, coming to the rescue and assisting the Arizona federal judiciary soon.
How quickly can new appointees get up to speed, considering obviously the other judges are going to say, terrific, the cavalry has arrived, here are some cases for you?
These candidates are experienced and fluent in all of the issues that they'll be required to address when they take the bench. They'll be up to speed very quickly. And really, we in Arizona have the benefit of one of the best federal benches in the nation. So we can be grateful for this new group of individuals joining an already stellar bench.
Paul, is Arizona more complicated? Obviously, when you were the U.S. attorney, you dealt with a lot of situations on the Native American reservations. We also have the proximity to the southern border.
It makes them more complicated. It makes them more voluminous. Arizona has one of the busiest districts in the nation because of our 370-mile border with Mexico. It is complicated because we have, in the federal system, jurisdiction over the 21 Indian tribes here in Arizona. And so as a consequence, the U.S. Attorney's Office is very busy taking care of cases it cannot otherwise ignore, and the judiciary is compelled to put those criminal cases before all of the many civil cases that are queued up and waiting to be addressed as well.
Is there a feeling that Arizona can, in fact, catch up, or are we always going to be playing catch up, as it were?
It's a great question, Steve, and we'll have to see what the curve looks like in the future. I think you're probably aware of the fact that Attorney General Holder is now reviewing which cases are deserving of criminal prosecution throughout the country. It may be that we see fewer drug prosecutions, for example, in the future. We can only hope that the new judges will begin to address the already backlog number of cases that we're viewing, and with that, find ourselves on an even keel soon.
Paul Charlton of Steptoe & Johnson, former U.S. Attorney for Arizona.